我们今天要看第四个信息，关于以赛亚。
Today we'll look at the fourth message concerning the prophet Isaiah.
请我们打开几处的圣经。
Let's turn our Bibles to a few scriptures.
第一处我要让大家来看以赛亚书的43章第一节。
First, let's look at Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1.
我们要看第一节跟第五、第六，一共三节圣经。
Verse 1, verse 5, and verse 6.
旧约以赛亚书43章第一节、第五节、第六节，这三节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1, 5 and 6.
找到没有？我们来一起念好吗？中文念一次，然后英文念一次。
Let's read this together, once in Chinese, once in English.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提名招你，你是属我的，不要害怕，因为我与你同在，我必领你后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚你，我要对北方说交出来，对南方说不要拘留，将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回。
Let's read verse 1, 5 and 6. But now thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up.And to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
然后跳到十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
好，到十四节。
To 14.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神。所以耶和华说。你们是我的见证，我也是神。自从有日子以来，我就是神，谁也不能救人脱离我手。我要行事，谁能阻止呢？耶和华你们的救赎主，以色列的圣者，如此说。好，就停在这里。英文。
From verse 11, I am the Lord, and there is no savior besides me. It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed.And there was no strange God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Even from eternity I am He, and there is none who can deliver you out of my hand. I act, who can reverse it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. We'll end here.
新约。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
马太福音二十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
新约马太福音二十章二十八节，正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的束匠。
Matthew 20:28 Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
这里我要让大家注意的是最后两个字。
I want to focus on the last couple of words.
赎价
A ransom.
对，英文翻译叫 ransom. 然后我们再看一节以弗所书一章七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
以弗所书一章七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
这里我要让大家注意这一个得蒙救赎。
I want you to focus on the word redemption.
好。我们暂时就读这些经文。
And these are the verses we'll read for now.
今天我要让大家特别注意 我们这个单子上那个字叫做救赎主。
Today I want you to focus on the word which is on my topic today. It's the Redeemer.
这是以赛亚书的一个特色。
It's a very special thing in Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书有66章圣经。
There are 66 chapters of the book of Isaiah.
那么它是有人称它为旧约的保罗。
Some people have called Isaiah the Paul of the Old Testament.
因为你如果读他的以赛亚书，你就会发现，在旧约里面没有一个先知像他对神整个的计划有这样完整的了解。
Because if you read the book of Isaiah, you will find that there's nobody in the Old Testament that has such a complete understanding of God's will as he did.
神借着他来向以色列人，也向全世界的人来启示神的救恩。
Through him, God wants to give this revelation of redemption to the Israelites and to all the people.
那我们过去讲到以赛亚书的时候，我讲到他第一个意象是看见，就是第一章，神让他看见以色列人属灵那个可怕的光景。
In the first vision of Isaiah, which is in chapter 1, God allowed him to see the terrible condition, the terrible spiritual condition of the Israelites.
虽然当时有一个好的王叫做乌西亚王，
Even though there was a good king in control at the time, King Uzziah,
可是他那个时候已经看见这一个社会，这个神的儿女灵性开始走下坡。
But at the time, the society and the children of God have began to decline spiritually.
所以你在第一章就开始看见了神对那个时代的一个警告。
And in chapter 1, there were warnings from God to the people at that time.
然后到了第二章，你就看见第二个意象，神让先知看到将来的远景。
And in chapter 2, the second vision, this prophet was able to see the future.
神要引进一个永远的国。
God will bring in an eternal kingdom.
而且有一位要坐在这个大卫的宝座上。
And there will be one who will be seated upon the throne of David.
这是一个神要的一个荣耀的国。
And this is a glorious kingdom that God wants to bring in.
这是神的目标，这是第二个意象，在第二章看见。
So that's a goal of God, which is seen in chapter 2.
那么怎么样从一个不正常的光景达到这个神要的这个那个永远的旨意呢？
But how do you go from this abnormal spiritual condition to the goal that God wants to accomplish?
有一个很大的差距，怎么样达到那个地方呢？
There's a great gap between, but how do you reach it?
他就看到第三个意象。
So Isaiah saw a third vision.
第三个意象就是第六章，他看见荣耀的神坐在宝座上。
That was in chapter 6 where he saw the glorious God seated upon the throne.
这个圣洁的神，路西佛喊的圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And there's an angel calling holy, holy, holy.
Seraphim.
Seraphim.
对。那么当他这样喊的时候，先知马上就看见，祸灾我完了，我灭亡了。
When he heard this, the angel calling holy, 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 the prophet said, woe is me.
因为神是圣洁的，他马上就感觉到自己是有罪的。
Because he knew that God is holy and he knew immediately that he was sinful.
但是我是有罪的，我也住在有罪的人中间。
Not only was he himself sinful, he was living among sinful people.
那么神就打发撒拉佛用炭火洁净他的罪。
So God sent down Seraphim and cleansed his lip with fire.
神就给他一个使命。
And gave him a commission.
他就听见神说，我们可以打发谁为我们去传这个信息呢？
He heard God ask, whom shall we send?
以赛亚马上说，耶和华，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah said immediately, here I am, send me.
所以这是第三个意象，以赛亚承继了神的使命，把神的心意向那个时代传出来。
That's his third vision, which is him accepting a commission from God and to share the gospel to people of that generation.
所以一面你看到先知讲到以色列人不正常的光景，要带下神的审判。
On one hand, you see that the prophet had a vision of the terrible spiritual condition of the people and God's judgment on those people.
同时也说出神的恩典的救恩。
At the same time, he shares the grace of God.
所以这位先知可以把神整个的救恩讲得最完全的一位。
So this is a prophet who can really explain the salvation and grace of God.
那么上个主日我们就说到他所看见有一个婴孩要作为神给这个时代的兆头。
Last week we talked about a sign that God will give through an infant, a baby.
他名要称为
His name will be called
奇妙的测试
Wonderful Counselor
啊，这个这个全能的父
Almighty God
啊，永在的父全能的神永在的父
Almighty God, Eternal Father
啊，就是把神自己的属性借着这个名来表明给犹太人。
Through this name, God's character is demonstrated to the Israelites.
也表明给外邦人。
And also demonstrated to the Gentiles.
好，那么今天呢，我就要再往前看一个很重要的事。
And today I want to look, continue on with something very important.
神继续来启示，啊，神要做的工作。
God continued to reveal the work that He will do.
在这个启示的里面，从以赛亚书里面你去找的时候，你就会发现这个词屡次出现，就是救赎主这个中文的翻译。
You'll find this word redeemer continue to appear in the book of Isaiah.
我去查了一下，在整个的这一本书里头。
And I checked on this word throughout the book.
救赎主这个词反复出现13次。
The word redeemer appeared 13 times.
啊，那么在这个从41章第4节就开始用这个词汇
It began from chapter 41
一直讲到63章
Until chapter 63
这是这本书的特点
That's the special thing about this book
救赎主
The word redeemer
因为这个词汇包含了一个很重要神的一个心思
Because in this word is a very important thought of God
所以我盼望今天下午呢我们一起来认识这个救赎主所代表的含义在旧约在新约是表明什么
And then this afternoon I want to talk about what this word redeemer means in the time of Old Testament and in the time of New Testament
下礼拜我就考试好不好
And next week there'll be a test
看看我们今天听见了没有
See if we remember what we heard today
因为这个概念只有犹太人有
Because this is a concept that only the Jews understood.
中国人没有这个概念
The Chinese,
美国人没有这个概念罗马人也没有这个概念
The Chinese don't have this concept, the Americans don't, and the Romans don't.
而且世界上任何其他的宗教都没有这个概念
And none other religion in this world has this concept.
全世界只有这本书这本圣经讲到救赎主这个概念
In all the world, there's only this one book, this Bible that talks about the concept of a redeemer.
这个概念是希伯来人独有的启示
It's a special revelation to the Israelites.
从旧约创世纪一直到圣经的结束启示录神一直要向我们表明这个救赎的概念
From Genesis to Revelation, God continued toHelp us understand the concept of a redeemer.
所以如果我们基督徒今天蒙恩了我们不清楚这个概念的话我们所蒙的恩我们是叫做蒙查查不认出的
as a Christian, you're saved by grace. If you don't understand this concept, then you still don't understand the grace you've received.
对。我们要真正的明白我们的救恩是何等的奇妙何等伟大。对这个救赎主的概念一定要搞清楚
In order to understand how great how mysterious this grace is for us we have to understand the concept of a redeemer
要不要知道
Do you want to know?
要啊好有两位要知道其他的不太想
I think two people here want to know
这是非常奇妙的一个启示
It's a very mysterious revelation
那么借着这个先知以赛亚把它带出来
And it was brought out through the prophet Isaiah.
救赎主是以赛亚的一个特有名词。
This word redeemer is a special phrase only used in Isaiah.
当然在别的圣经旧约里头有没有提约伯记就有提。
But actually in other books, for example Job, this was mentioned also.
但是其他的书提到这个词汇的时候并没有一个完整的解释到底这个概念是什么
But other books do not have a complete explanation of this, what this means.
可是这位先知呢，就把这个概念把它比较完整的讲给我们听。
But Isaiah had a somewhat complete explanation of this word redeemer.
那么我刚带大家刚刚念的这个第一处的圣经43章第一节、第五节、第六节。
The first few scriptures we read in chapter 43 of Isaiah, verses 1, 5, and 6.
就把这个概念要表达的那个重点先讲出来。
He talked about the first the importance of this concept.
我不知道大家读这段圣经的时候有没有觉得好像奇奇怪怪的。
I don't know if you felt these verses were strange.
雅各，创造你的耶和华，以色列，造成你的那一位，现在如此说，不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，这个词汇开始出现了。
But now thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you.
这个词中文在这里是动词，我救赎了你。
It's used in a verb form, redeemed you.
我曾起你的名招你，你是属我的。
I have called you by name, you are mine.
那么到了第六节第五节以后，五六两节你又看见他说不要害怕，我与你同在，我领你的后裔从东方来。
Verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east.
从西方招聚你，从北方说交出来，从南方说不要拘留，将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回。
I gather you from the west. I will say to the north, Give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
这里在说什么？
What's this talking about?
东南西北。
This east, west, north, and south.
这里就是一个预言，犹太人啊，你们又要四散天下。
It's a prophecy of the future that the Jews will be scattered about.
为什么你们又要四散天下了呢？
Why would they be scattered about?
因为你们没有照着耶和华的吩咐而行。
Because you didn't do according to what the Lord said.
但是虽然你们受到神的审判，四散天下，但是神在这里说。我有一天要把你们从东南西北怎么样重新找回来。
Even though they were punished and they will be scattered about, God prophesied and said, One day I will bring you back from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south.
为什么把你们赶出去？又为什么把你们从外面找回来呢？
Why then would God scatter them about and bring them all back again?
一个原因。
For one reason.
你们是谁的？
Whom do they belong to?
啊，你是属我的。
God said, "You are mine."
因为你们是我的，虽然你们今天的情况受到神的审判，被神四散天下，有一天我还把它找回来。
Because they were God's, even though they were scattered about, but one day God will bring them all back.
在这个地方，神要讲出一个很重要的一个点：以色列人啊，雅各的后裔啊。你们不是你们自己的，你们是我的。
God spoke a very important truth to the descendants of Jacob that they are not their own, but they are God's.
所以这里讲到一个叫做拥有权的问题。
This is talking about God's ownership.
这个神在以色列身上有一个拥有权，所以神要管教，神要训练，神要呼召。
God has the ownership over the Israelites, so God will discipline and God will train and God will call them.
那么神这个拥有权是建立在三个基石的上面，三个 cornerstone.
But, and God's ownership is based on three cornerstones.
哪三个基石呢？
Which three?
第一。
One.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华。
He says, your creator, O Jacob.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你是我什么造的？
It means that you were created by me.
因为耶和华是造物的主，以色列是被他造的。
Because the Lord is the creator and the Israelites were his creation.
所以当然拥有权是属于这个创造万物的神。
Therefore ownership belongs to the creator, our God.
啊，所以神这里告诉犹太人，你们是我造的。当然属于我。
So God said to the Israelites, "You were created by me, therefore you belong to me."
所以神把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园里。
So when God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden,
因为亚当夏娃属于谁？
Because whom did Adam and Eve belong to?
属于神。
they belong to God also.
对不对？但是亚当夏娃堕落了。
But when Adam and Eve fell,
为什么堕落了？因为他们不要神，他们要走自己的路。
They fell because they didn't want to listen to God, they wanted to walk their own way.
所以让神的所有权就受到了什么？打岔。
So God's ownership was interrupted.
谁把亚当夏娃夺走了呢？从神的手里。
Who took away, Adam and Eve from God's hand?
蛇，撒旦魔鬼。
The snake, Satan.
所以人从犯罪以后就被撒旦拥有了。
So after man had sinned, our ownership belonged to Satan.
所以神今天的工作就是要把应该属于他的把他拿回来。
So God's work today is to bring back what was rightfully his.
那么神就在犹太人身上做一个样板，让我们看神怎么样把该属于他的东西得回来。
And God's work in the Israelites was an example of how God will bring back all that belonged to him.
那么他就做第二件事。
And the second thing that he did is,
你看，造成你的那位现在如此说，你不要怕，下面说什么呢？因为我救赎了你。
And he who formed you, O Israel, says, Do not fear, for I have redeemed you.
这里有一个词叫做救赎。
And the word redeem.
这个词什么意思？这是很特别的一个词。
What does this word mean?
刚刚我们讲，我们今这次讲这堂讲到的主题叫做救赎主。
Earlier I said that my topic for this message is the Redeemer.
对不对？是加个 ER。那么这个救赎主，因为他做了一件救赎的大功。
That he's called the Redeemer because he's done a great work of redemption.
所以这个失去的人，神今天要把他救回来。
So God will bring back those who are lost.
可是救回来可不是一句话就解决了。
But to bring them back is not just by a single word only.
所以在这个地方就启示出这个词汇叫做 redeem。救赎这个思想，我们中国人只有碰到强盗大概才会看到这个词。
So the concept of being redeemed is something that for us Chinese can probably only understand as when we're being mugged.
No. Kidnapped.
Or kidnapped.
啊，如果你碰到这个绑架的事件。
If you were being kidnapped.
那你就懂这个意思了。
And you know what it means to have being redeemed.
如果今天有一个儿子一个女儿被坏人绑架去了。
If your child is being kidnapped,
怎么得回来？
How do you bring them back?
啊？他要多少你就乖乖怎么样？付。
You give the kidnapper money, whatever they ask for.
这个英文字叫做什么？这个钱。赎金叫做什么？ Ransom, 英文叫 ransom.
This money is called ransom.
所以在这个旧约里头就是这两个字，一个是 redeem, 一个是 ransom, 这两个字是交互来用的。
And these two words, being redeem and ransom, were interchangeably used in the Old Testament.
它的概念就是说，对方是一个不法的把它夺去了。
The idea behind it is that the party that has you owns you unlawfully.
现在要把它怎么样？赎回来，出一个代价。
Yet now you have to pay a price to redeem it, to bring it back.
是出代价把它得回来，这个叫做救赎这个字。
To pay a price to bring something back is called redeem.
所以神说你是我的，第一个根据我造你。
God said you are mine, firstly because I created you.
第二个理由呢？因为我是什么？出了高价把你怎么样？赎回来的。
Secondly,
这个救赎是第二个理由。
Secondly, because I paid a price to redeem you, so the redemption is the second reason.
那第三个理由呢？
And the third reason,
你就会发现，他说，我要将你的后裔从东方、西方、北方、南方的召回来。
Where he said, I will bring your offsprings back from the east and the west and the north and the south.
但是这些回来的人是什么身份、什么地位呢？什么关系呢？
And what relationship does God have with these people that he brought back?
神称他们不是就是 people, 不是这样叫的。
God didn't just say that they were people.
他说是什么？众子。
They said, God said that they were my sons.
众女。
And my daughters.
所以这一帮人跟神的关系是什么关系呢？
So this group of people have what kind of relationship with God?
是儿女的关系。
Have a father and child relationship.
所以这一批人跟神的关系亲不亲呢？
So is this an intimate relationship?
很亲。
It's a very intimate relationship.
是父亲与儿女的关系。
It's a relationship between father and children.
所以你就可以看到这里有一幅图画。
So you see a picture here.
神要借着犹太人来向我们表明我们这些人到底跟神是什么关系。
And through the work in the Israelites, God wants to show us what a relationship we have with God.
我们是属于他的，这是他的最终的那个点。
His core point is that we belong to him.
但是这个关系，我们属于他的关系是建立在这三根柱石上面。
And this relationship, us belonging to him, is based on three things.
第一，他造我们。
One, because he created us.
第二，他什么？买我们。
Two, because he's purchased us.
第三，他生我们，他是我们的儿父母父亲。
Thirdly, he gave life to us. He's our father.
看到没有？这是全世界最亲的关系了。
That's the closest relationship you can find in this world.
根据这三个关系，神说你是我的。
Based on these three relationships, God says you're mine.
所以尽管犹太人是怎么样的背逆神，不要神，去拜偶像，去做违惹神愤怒的事情。
Regardless of how rebellious these Israelites were, how they turned their backs to God, how they worshipped idols.
神没有说把你废了。登报脱离父子关系，从今再也不认你们了。
God didn't say, I give up, I turn my back to you, I cut off this relationship of this father and children relationship.
有没有这样做呢？没有。
He didn't do that.
既然是我的，就没有一个人可以把从我的手里把他怎么样夺去。
He said, since you belong to me, nobody can take you away from me.
我要把你们从天的东南西北找回来。
I will gather you from the east, the west, north, and south.
所以这是这本书神要借着这个先知向犹太人表明的一个信息。
That's the message that God wants to share to the Israelites through the prophet.
好，那我们就来看一看，在历史上，就是现在以赛亚是站在主耶稣前大概700年的这个位置。
Now Isaiah was prophesying these things at 700 years before Jesus.
那这段圣经它是一个预言。
This passage is a prophecy.
这件事情他们要被掳被四散天下什么时候发生？
The matter of them being exiled and scattered throughout the world happened when?
大概在这个先知说完话之后150年。
That happened approximately 150 years after the prophecy.
那么犹太人就亡国，就四散天下。
And the Jewish nation lost its kingdom and they were scattered about.
然后他们有一段被掳的70年在巴比伦。
And they were exiled to Babylon for about 70 years.
然后有一部分的人从巴比伦70年以后回来。
And 70 years later, a portion of them returned.
然后这样又有一段历史就所谓恢复的历史 在犹太人的历史中。
And that was a period of recovery for the Jews.
一直到主耶稣来了。
Until Jesus came.
对吧？主耶稣来，然后又说，有一天这个殿，你们看见的这伟大的殿，要怎么样？要拆掉，没有一块石头留在石头上。
Jesus came and said, this temple that you see today, when they will be destroyed, not one stone will stand upon another.
耶稣说完这个预言之后，过40年。这一件事情就发生了。
And 40 years after that prophecy, it happened.
所以犹太人就从主后70年，耶路撒冷破城，第二个圣殿被烧掉，然后就四散到全世界去。
And the Israelites were scattered again after that prophecy was fulfilled throughout the world.
所以这一个预言说，你们有一天要从东南西北回来，是指什么时候说的？
So this prophecy of Isaiah where he says you'll be brought back from all corners of the earth is talking about when?
短是指他们那个巴比伦第一次回来的时候，短是指那件事情说的。
In short term, it's prophesying concerning the return from the kingdom of Babylon.
但是那个只是从东边回来，但是这里说的是东南西北都要回来。
But that's only the people coming back from the east. But this prophecy says you'll be coming from all corners of the earth.
所以这件事情是发生在第二次世界大战一直到今天正在应验中。
So this prophecy is concerning what the return of the Jewish nation after the Second World War.
对不对？从1948年四散的犹太人开始回归到巴勒斯坦。一直到今天还有继续不断的犹太人从世界各个角落 回到巴勒斯坦去。
Since 1948, Jewish people were slowly returning to the land of Palestine, and even till today, there are still people going back.
所以你就知道，这个以赛亚所讲的这个预言，大不大？很大很大的一个大预言。
So you understand how grand is this prophecy of Isaiah?
这都是因为神在那里做一件事情。你们是我的。
It's all because God said, you're mine.
没有人可以把我的毁掉。
Nobody can destroy what's mine.
好，这是我们只要稍微注意一下历史，我们能够看到神的作为。
That's something that even if you just know a little bit about history, you can see God's work.
那么，在以赛亚之前，这个思想有没有存在过呢？
Now, was this concept...in existence before the time of Isaiah?
有。
Yes, it was.
就是以色列人在埃及做奴隶的时代。
When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
这是那个时代是谁的时代？以色列人在埃及做奴隶。
When the Israelites were in Egypt, what time was that?
嗯，那是后来雅各不是有十二个儿子吗？然后这十二个儿子搬家搬到埃及去了。
That's when the 12 tribes of 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes moved to Egypt.
去埃及有70个人。
And there were 70 of them from Jacob's house.
那个时候因为谁在做宰相呢？
It was because the
Joseph
was leading the country at the time.
那么法老就善待犹太人。
So Pharaoh was kind to the Jews that moved there.
等到约瑟过去了，后来的法老不再认识约瑟，就开始干什么？
When Joseph passed and the next Pharaoh didn't really care about him, what did he do?
就开始奴役犹太人。
He made the Jewish people his slaves.
他们的人口就越来越多，越奴役越发达。
Jacob's household multiplied and they were Pharaoh's slaves.
但是这么多的都是什么身份呢？Slave, 就是奴隶。
Even though there were a great number of them, they were just still slaves.
有几年呢？
And how long were they enslaved to Pharaoh? 圣经告诉我
们，四百年之久。
They were enslaved 400 years to Pharaoh.
做奴隶。所以他们的祷告在那四百年中都是什么？
So in those 400 years, their prayer had always been,
神啊，救我们。
God, help us and save us.
哭死了。
It's so tough here.
那么越祷告就越怎么样？越苦。
The more they pray, the tougher situation got for them.
以前法老奴役他们还给他们发源发材料。
In the past, when Pharaoh wanted them to make things, he would give them materials to make them.
到后来材料也不发了。
And later he didn't even give materials anymore.
但是产品还是得交。
But he still sought the products from them.
啊，所以他们的日子是越来越糟糕。
So it was very tough for the Israelites.
我不知道我们的祷告有没有过像犹太人这种。不祷告还好，一祷告更糟糕。
I don't know if you ever had the same experience when you pray harder, things just got tougher.
你好像觉得神不听祷告。
And you feel like God's not listening.
神听不听啊？
Was God listening?
神听啊。
Of course.
因为神要做事。
Because God would work.
那么，等到出埃及记第四章。
In chapter 4 of Exodus.
神就打发摩西去对法老王说话。
God sent Moses to talk to Pharaoh.
然后他说。四章二十二节，你要对法老说，耶和华这样说：以色列是我的儿子。
Chapter 4, verse 22 says, Then you shall say to Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son.
下面又说，我的长子。
My firstborn.
看见没有？在这个时候，这一个两百万在法老暴政底下，天天做奴隶，苦得要死的人，神看他们是什么？
These poor people that were enslaved to Pharaoh every day, but in God's eyes, they were what?
神说，你去对法老说，这些是我的儿子。
God said to Moses, go say to Pharaoh, these people, they're my son.
我的长子。
My firstborn.
你老先生在干嘛？啊，法老你在干嘛？
What do you think you're doing, Pharaoh?
你在奴役耶和华的儿子。
You have enslaved the son of the Lord.
罪名大不大？罪大恶极吧。
It's a pretty big crime.
居然在奴役耶和华的儿子。
You were enslaved the sons of the Lord.
所以这是不得了的事情。
It's a pretty incredible crime.
啊，那到第六章。
And in verse, chapter 6.
第四节到第七节。
Chapter 6, verses 4 to 7.
说，我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。
I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned. Furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage. I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God. You shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. God himself used this word. How is he to save the Israelites from under the hands of Pharaoh?
那个字是什么?
And that word is?
救赎。
Redeem.
看见没有?所以这里你就看到这个字的含义，神用这个 redeem 这个字救赎的时候，是针对人在什么光景里头。
So when God uses the word redeem, he's talking to people under what kind of condition?
犹太人在干嘛？做奴隶。
The Israelites were slaves.
做谁的奴隶？做法老的奴隶。
Slaves to Pharaoh.
什么叫做奴隶？
What does it mean to be a slave?
就是身不由己。
Means you don't get to do what you want to do.
有没有自由？没有自由。
That means you have no freedom.
他有没有得吃？
Do they have food to eat?
有。
Yes.
但是却没有自由。
But they have no freedom.
他们每天都要为这一个法老做工。
And they work for Pharaoh every day.
愿意也得做，不愿意呢，还得做。
Whether they like it or not, they still have to do it.
舒服不舒服？
And is that,
非常痛苦。
It's a very tough living.
有多长的时间？
And they were doing this for how long?
我们说四百年代表什么？
400 years. What does 400 years represent?
四十年代表旷野的日子，对不对？
40 years represent the years in the wilderness.
那么四百年是几个四十年呢？十个。
400 years is 10 times 40 years.
意思说十辈子也翻不了身。
So it's 10, even 10 generations they can't
turn around. 懂吗？这个翻不了身，懂吗？嗯。这是奴役时代。
That's that they were in a time of slaves.
所以神在这里说，我要救赎你们。
And God said, I will redeem you.
我要把你们从这一个法老的暴政底下解放出来。
I will free you from under the bondage of Pharaoh.
所以你就知道，神用这个字的时候，是指着他的儿女是在牢，就是痛苦。这个劳役的底下。
So when God uses the word redeem, he's talking to his children when they were in a condition of under the bondage and being enslaved.
那么这个思想你如果到十三章你还可以看到同样的思想。
And this same concept is repeated in chapter 13.
到了列位记又更进一步了。
And you also see that in Leviticus.
如果你打开列位记二十五章。
If you turn to Leviticus chapter 25.
请我们打开来。利未记二十五章
Leviticus chapter 25
二十三节开始
from verse 23
地不可永卖，因为地是我的，你们在我面前是客旅，是寄居的，在你们所得为业的全地也要准人将地赎回。你的弟兄指本国人，若渐渐穷乏，卖了几分地业， 他自尽的亲属就要把他弟兄所卖的，下面说什么？赎回。
From verse 23, the land, moreover, shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine. For you are but aliens and sojourners with me. Thus, for every piece of your property, you are to provide for the redemption of the land. If a fellow countryman of yours becomes so poor that he has to sell part of his property, then his nearest kinsman is to come and buy back what his relative has sold.
所以你如果把这一章圣经从这个23节一直往下读，读到这一章结束，你就会发现这里神给犹太人一个很特别的规定。
So if you read from verse 23 to the end of the chapter, you see the interesting law that God's given to the Israelites.
就是说，如果你穷的时候，你把你的地也好，你的产业卖了。
It says if you were so poor that you have to sell part of your property.
但是神说，你的兄弟要怎么样？有一天到时候满足的时候，你要把它赎回来。
But God said, if that's your relative who's done that, and a brother or a relative has to buy it back someday.
这是很奇怪的。
That's very interesting.
只有在犹太人中间是这样的一个规定。
This is only something that only regulation for the Jews.
如果说你把它卖掉，有一天你有钱了把它买回来，那是一回事。
It makes sense if you sold something and one day you had enough money that you go and buy it back yourself. That makes sense.
但是现在是说，如果你买不回来，你的弟兄要帮你把它买回来。
But God is saying if you can't buy it back yourself, your fellow countryman, your relative can buy it back for you.
那么这个律法有一本书把它百分之百的发扬出来。
There's a book that really explains this particular item of law.
那本书是什么？路德记。
That's in Ruth.
对吧？路德记不是说有一个姐妹叫做拿俄米吗？
Ruth is talking about a sister named Naomi.
她的有一天她有两个儿子。
She had two sons.
有一天丈夫死了，两个儿子也死了，这个儿子都有两个媳妇。
And later her husband died and her two sons died, but there were two daughter-in-laws.
这个家业就一下子就不行了。
And her family just kind of fell apart.
所以她的地卖掉要求生存了。
So she sold her land so that she can have a living.
可是有一天当这个婆婆带着这两个媳中间的一个就是路德从外邦地回来，那么就开始有一个爱情故事发生了。
So one day, then when Ruth brought back, when Naomi and one of her daughter-in-law Ruth came back, we see a love story unfolding.
什么故事呢？就是有一个大财主叫做什么？波阿斯，对不对？
It was a very wealthy man named Boaz.
那么这个拿俄米就叫路德去他的田里面捡这个麦穗。
And Naomi sent Ruth into his field to pick up the crumbs that fell behind.
那么后来我们就知道这一家的经济问题要得解决，他们就发现波阿斯是拿俄米的什么亲戚。
And later on they discovered that Boaz is actually somewhat related to Naomi.
严格的来讲是他丈夫的兄弟。
Or actually he was related to Naomi's husband.
所以呢就这个地啊是叫谁把它买回来呢？波阿斯把它买回来。
So Boaz went and purchased the land that Naomi had sold.
为什么？就是根据这个律法。
And that's based on this law.
所以这里面就启示一个很重要的一个词汇，这个真理，这个真理，这个波阿斯所扮演的角色叫做，中文没得翻了 ，Kinsman Redeemer.
So the role that Boaz played.Is the kinsman redeemer.
就是至亲的买救赎者，救 redeemer 不是救赎者吗？救赎主吗？那么 kinsman 就是亲戚啊，亲戚的救赎者，近亲的救赎者。这个翻译有点，因为我们中文没有这个概念。
It's hard to translate in Chinese because there is no such concept in Chinese.
罗马人也没有 白种人也没有，就只有希伯来人才有。
It's something that the only the Hebrews understand.
这是圣经独有的概念。
And it's a very unique concept that the Bible has.
所以这个旧约放在这里代表什么意思？
And this Old Testament is presented here for what purpose?
在摩西五经里面，神已经把这个救赎的思想放在那里。
Even in the Pentateuch, God has placed this idea of redemption.
神要救犹太人。
God will save the Israelites.
怎么救他呢？
And how will he save them?
就是要买赎。
He will go and buy them back.
要买他们回来。
To buy them back.
那么谁愿意出这个代价呢？
And who's willing to pay that price?
不是陌生人。
Not any stranger.
不是跟犹太人没有八竿子拉不上关系的任何一个陌生人，有钱了就来买他，不是的。
Not any strange wealthy person that has no relationship with the Jews.
是谁来买呢？是一个至近的亲属。
It has to be a close relative, a kinsman that can make this purchase.
所以那个地方，当神在那里听了犹太人的祷告，打发摩西去这个法老王面前说，让我的谁走啊？儿子走。
So when God heard the prayers of the Israelites, he sent Moses to Pharaoh to say, I want you to let my sons go.
我要救赎你们。
I will save you. I will redeem you.
这里神扮演什么角色呢？
And the role of God is
至今的什么救赎者。
The kinsman redeemer.
就是这个概念。
And that is the same concept.
神今天救犹太人不是忽然间发生的。
God saving the Israelites is not just a coincidental matter.
神要救他人是因为犹太人是属于谁的？
God wants to save the Israelites because the Israelites belong to him.
犹太人什么时候开始属于他的呢？
And since when did the Jews belong to him?
神自己说了，是因为一个约。
God said himself, because based on a covenant.
那这个约是什么约？
And what is that covenant?
亚伯拉罕的约嘛。
And the covenant with Abraham.
所以犹太人跟神的关系完完全全是他们祖先亚伯拉罕的缘故。
So because of their ancestor Abraham, the Jews have a relationship with God.
所以看见没有，这个旧约的历史就奠定了神救人的方法。
So the history in the Old Testament proves the method of how God will save people.
这是旧约。
That's the Old Testament.
这发生了两次。
That's happened twice.
因为犹太人一次在埃及做奴隶。
Once when they were slaves in Egypt.
第二次在哪里做奴隶呢？
And that second time when they were slaves to whom?
巴比伦。
To Babylon.
还没有发生。当以赛亚讲这个话的时候还没有发生。
And that hasn't happened yet when Isaiah prophesied this.
我刚刚说了，这个是个预言。
It was a prophecy.
但是现在我们回头来看的时候，这个事情在巴比伦的时候就发生了。
But when you look back, you can see that happened again with the king of Babylon.
北国亡于亚述，南国亡于巴比伦。
The northern kingdom was defeated by Assyria, and the southern kingdom was defeated by Babylon.
十二个支派四散。
And the 12 tribes were all scattered.
对不对？但是神说，我要把你们有一天怎么样？东、南、西、北。通通找回来。
But God said, I will bring you back from the east, from the west, from north and the south one day.
因为你们是我的。
Because you're mine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
从犹太人这个历史你就知道神跟我们的关系是什么。
Through the history of the Israelites, you can see what relationship God has with us.
因为犹太人是个影子。
Because the Jews were just the foreshadow.
实体是什么？
And reality is,
实体是今天的教会。
It's today's church.
所以我为什么要花力气来讲这件事情呢？因为发生在犹太人身上的这件事也要发生在基督徒的身上。
The reason I spent so much time on this is because what happened to the Jews will likewise happen to the Christians.
所以当耶稣来到这个世界的时候，
When Jesus came into this world,
他向这个世界宣告，
He proclaimed to the world,
他想说，我来不是要受人的服侍，
That I come not to be served by people.
乃是要服侍人，
but to serve.
啊，紧接着一句，我要舍命做多人的赎价。
And I will be a redeemer for many.
所以在这个地方，主就用了这个词汇赎价。
He will provide our redemption.
神救人是要付代价的。
In order for God to save man, he has to pay a price.
他不是坐在天上的宝座说，哎，用这个，天使长，去救人去。
He didn't just sit on the throne and say to the angels, go save them.
没有，是他亲自来。
But he didn't do that. He came himself.
他亲自要付什么？代价。
He himself will pay that price.
因为这一群人是要用他的代价把他怎么样买来的。
Because these people are to be bought back with a price.
现在问题是说，我们到底有多少人知道自己是做奴隶呢？
So the question is, how many of you know that you are a slave?
耶稣来是买奴隶哦。
Jesus came to purchase the slaves.
就跟旧约的时候，耶和华来是买什么？那些做埃及奴隶的犹太人哦。
Just like God paid a price to brought back the slaves to Pharaoh.
所以主耶稣来，我要付代价要买赎人，那些犹太人的反应是什么？
When Jesus said I will come and pay a price for many, and the Jews said,
那如果你读约翰福音八章
，In John chapter 8，
请打开约翰福音第八章，三十一节到三十四节。
John chapter 8 verse 31 to 34。
约翰福音八章三十一节到三十四节。
John chapter 8 from verse 31 to 34。
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理。”真理必叫你们得自由。他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得自由呢？耶稣回答说，我们请念，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。因为
So Jesus was saying to those Jews who have believed him, if you continue in my word and then you are truly disciples of mine and you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and had never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
耶稣的对讲话的对象是谁？
And who is the audience that Jesus was speaking to?
犹太人呢？
He was talking to the Jews.
这些人中文跟英文有点差别，你注意他的第一句话中文。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，我们读完这句话中文的印象说，这些人是信耶稣的，对不对？
The Chinese translation said that Jesus spoke to the Jews who believed him.
但是英文味道又不太同了。
And the English says Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed him.
什么意思？ Had believed.
What does that mean?
曾经信过耶稣的人。
It means once believed.
但是现在呢？开始摇摆。
But at the time, probably not so much believing.
所以主才说，你若常常遵守我的道，才是我的真门徒。
That's why Jesus said to them, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
对，英文有这个 truly, true disciple, 我们中文没有这个真字。也就是说，你们如果继续相信、持守我的道，你就是真的门徒了。
So the key is if you continue in His word, then you are true disciples.
可是你们现在并没有。
But the problem is they weren't.
所以耶稣告诉他们，你要晓得真理，真理要叫你们自由。他们说我们蛮自由的，我们为什么不自由啊？
And Jesus said, then you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. And they were saying, well, we're pretty free now.
所以你就知道人是什么样的光景。
So you understand the condition of human beings.
自己做奴隶，知道不知道？不知道，这是悲哀的地方。
The sad thing is they don't even know that they were slaves.
所以耶稣说我要给你们自由，他说我们很自由，你不用你再给我自由了。
Jesus said I can make you free. They said we are pretty free already.
嗯，看到没有，他们在捆绑里头自己都不知道，然后耶稣就点出来你们做谁的奴隶。
They were in bondage but yet they don't understand. But Jesus pointed out to them whom they were in bondage to.
嗯，他们有没有肉身上做某某像犹太人做犹啊、法老的奴隶，有没有在肉身上，有没有这样？
Were they physically enslaved to anyone like the Israelites were slaves to Pharaoh?
没有啊。
No.
对吧？所以他们当时的生活还蛮好过的。
So life was okay for them at the time.
就跟我们在美国一样嘛。
Kind of like us living in this country.
老中在美国，美国人也没有骑在我们头上，对不对？
We're not enslaved to anyone in this country.
很自由。
We're pretty free.
但是神说什么？
But God said.
这是真自由吗？
Is that true freedom?
不是。
No.
神说你们还是罪奴隶，你们是谁的奴隶啊？
God said that you are still slaves.
犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Everyone who commits sin is a slave.
这是我们不知道的一件事。
That's something that we didn't know before.
我们以为犯罪是家常便饭。
We thought sinning is an everyday matter.
对不对？ 很自然，撒谎是撒谎，发脾气发脾气。 要恨人就恨人，要嫉妒就嫉妒， 这是人之天性耶。
It's very natural for us to lie or for us to become angry or be jealous.
但是从神的眼光看我们，
But from God's perspective,
神的儿女， 你能够继续犯罪吗？
If you are a child of God, can you continue to sin?
你能够继续活在罪中， 而自称是信耶稣的吗？
Can you continue to live in sin yet call yourself a Christian?
你只是名义上可以这样说， 实际上你不是真的门徒。
No, you can, if you do that, then you're not a true disciple.
现在主耶稣说， 我要给你们真的自由。
Jesus said, I will give you true freedom.
你如果知道你是在罪里面做罪的奴仆， 现在福音来了。
If you know, if you realize that you are a slave to sin, then this gospel is for you.
那后来有一个人， 一个法利赛人， 他发现了这个事实。
There was a Pharisee who will later discover this truth.
这个法利赛人懂这个圣经啊，懂啊。
This was a man who understands the Bible.
他以信耶稣的人为异端呢。
But he viewed those who are Christians as heresy.
但是他眼睛被打开以后，
But once his eyes were opened,
他做了一个见证。
He testified.
罗马书七章他说，
In Romans chapter 7 he said,
律法本来是叫我得自由， 但是现在律法却叫我做了被杀死。
The law was supposed to give me freedom, but yet the law has killed me.
我要承认律法是属灵的。
And he wants to confess that the law is that of spiritual law.
但是我的肉体呢，是卖给罪。
But my flesh is a bondage to sin.
所以你看， 罗马书7章14节15节，
Romans chapter 7 verses 14 and 15，
我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了，因为我所做的我自己不明白，我愿意的我并不做，我恨恶的呢我倒去做。
It says, I am a flesh sold into bondage to sin, for that which I am doing I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate.
这个人快乐吗？
Was this a happy man?
Huh?
No.
他非常痛苦。
He was in deep sorrow.
他说我愿意的，我做不了。
He said, I can't do the things I want to do.
我愿意爱人，我愿意为善，我愿意荣耀神。
I want to love others. I want to do well. I want to glorify God.
我不愿意贪心，我不愿意嫉妒。
I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be jealous.
但是我发现什么？
But what I find is,
凡我愿意的，
all those things I want to do,
我都做不到，
I can't.
而凡我恨恶的，
and all those things which I hate,
怎么样？ 我每天都在干，
I'm doing that every day.
所以他说， 我苦死。
That's why he said it's so painful.
有谁可以救我？
Who can save me from this?
脱离这个暴君呢？
To be freed from this.
他做谁的奴隶？ 现在我们会讲罪的奴隶。 再说的透一点，
Now we all can say that he was slaves to sin, but to make it even deeper,
自己的肉体， 不是别人的肉体。
He was a slave to his own flesh, not anyone else's.
你看夫妻吵架， 都是骂谁的肉体？
When you have a quarrel between spouses, they always complain.
你的， 你这句话不对， 你那个眼光不对， 你这个， 还有10年前老丈的肉体全都翻出来。
Complain as to the flaws and the problems in the other person's flesh.
我们都是肉体专家， 可是都是看别人的肉体。
But we are all experts in our own flesh, but we only look at other people's.
对不对？ 我们就看不见那个肉体不是别人， 是我。
We have to see that it's not anyone else's flesh, but it's your own.
我们所有的问题不是在别人身上， 是我们自己的问题。
All of our problems do not lie in another person, but in ourselves.
如果你发现了这个事实， 你就有福了。
You are very blessed if you can discover this truth.
不要再去骂你的儿子， 骂你的老婆， 骂你的老公。
骂你的上司。 Do not yell at your children or your spouse, or even complain against your boss.
还有教会的传道人，
or the preachers in your church.
是传道人也跟你差不多， 很软弱。
It's true the preacher is just as weak as you.
所以骂他没有用的。
But it's no good for you to complain against him.
因为问题不在那里啊。
Because that's not where the problems lie.
问题在哪里？在我们里面。
The problem is within yourself.
我们是我们自己肉体的什么？奴隶。
We are slaves to our own flesh.
他叫你发脾气，你乖乖发脾气。
When the flesh wants to be angry, you
become angry. 叫你嫉妒，你乖乖嫉妒。
When the flesh wants to be jealous, you become jealous.
不愿意也得愿意。
Even if you don't want to.
对吧？这就是我们的问题。
That is our problem.
怎么办？都在喊，谁能救我？
So what do we do? Who can save us?
有一位可以救我。
There is one who can save us.
对吧？所以我们读到罗马书第三章二十三节、二十四节的时候。
In Romans chapter 3 verses 23 and 24 it says.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的什么救赎。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
这里有这个词，救赎。
Here is that word again, redemption.
看到没有？这里是因为有人要为我们这一群做奴隶的人干嘛？付代价。
There is one who will pay the price for all of us slaves.
这个代价谁能出呢？
Who can pay that price?
你付得起，我付得起吗？
Can we pay that price? Can we afford it?
我们一个也付不起。
None of us can.
中国土话说，泥菩萨过江，自身难保。
There's an idiom in Chinese that is like a clay Buddha trying to wade his way across the river. He can't even keep his own life.
Great.我们没有办法救自己。
We can't save ourselves.
所以圣经就启示这个最重要的真理。
So the Bible reveals this important truth.
我们无法自救，我们需要什么？救赎主。
Since we can't save ourselves, we then need a redeemer.
这个救赎主他为我们出一个代价。
And that redeemer has paid a price for us.
所以他把我们从这个奴隶的光景里头怎么样？
Saved us from the condition of a slave.
那这个代价是什么呢？
And what is that price?
我们刚刚念的以弗所书一章七节。
We read earlier in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
In him we have redemption through his blood.
所以在这里有一个代价，这个代价是什么呢？
And the price is
神儿子的血。
The blood of the Son of God.
所以这个代价不是钱，而是一个生命。
The price is not money, but his life.
谁的生命？神儿子的生命。
The life of the Son of God.
他愿意来把他的生命倾倒出来。
He was willing to pour out his life for us.
把神儿子尊贵的生命为我们这些罪人杀了。
The precious life of the Son of God was given up for sinners like us.
这样，这个代价就把我们买了。
Then through this price, we were redeemed.
那么到了提多书二章十四节这样说。
And in Titus chapter 2 verse 14 it says,
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。提多书二章十四节。
He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
所以在这一节里面，把神出了代价把我们买回来，目的是什么？讲出来。
So this tells us the purpose of God redeeming us.
这个目的是什么？
What's his purpose?
是不是叫我们得了自由，我们就可以为所欲为呢？
Is it just for us to have freedom so that we can do whatever we want?
我们就可以自己做老板，自己干自己喜欢做的事呢？
So we can be our own bosses, so do what we would like to do.
是，我看到很多的基督徒是这样子，觉得主已经释放了我，那我就得自由了。
There are some Christians who think that way, that since God saved me, then I'm free to do whatever I like.
但圣经不是这样说的。
But that's not what the Bible says.
他买了我们，脱离一切的罪恶。
He redeemed us from every lawless deed.
为了一个目的。
For a purpose.
做自己的子民
so that we can be a people for his own possession.
那么英文的翻译就是说做他的 possession 是什么意思？产业。看见没有？在这里当一个 人出了一个代价，把那个对方买过来以后，这个被买的主权在谁的手里？
So when someone pays a price to purchase another person, then the ownership of the person being purchased belongs to whom?
这个被买的人的主权在谁的手里？
The person being purchased belongs to whom?
出代价的人。
Belongs to the person who paid
the
price.
这个主权就开始从法老转移成为谁的了？犹太人。
Then the Israelites' ownership went from Pharaoh to whom?
归于神的了。
To God.
因为是耶和华把他们从埃及救出来的。
Because God saved them from Egypt.
犹太人应该属于谁？
Then the Israelites belong to whom?
拯救他们的耶和华。
To the one who, the God who saved them.
对吗？同意不同意？
Right.
那么犹太人怎么会得罪耶和华的呢？
And how did the Jews upset God?
因为他们出来以后，他们过谁的日子？过自己的日子。
Because after they left Egypt, they end up doing their own things.
他们四十年在旷野，就是一天到晚就发什么怨言。
They grumbled every day for 40 years in the wilderness.
所以他们虽然是蒙恩出来了。
Even though they received God's grace and were saved,
他们有没有过一个得神喜悦的生活？
Did they live a life that was pleasing to God?
没有。
No.
他们还是自己过自己的生活，把耶和华好像有事你在找我，你平常不要打电话给我。
They still did their own thing, but they view God as somebody that they only went to when they needed something.
对不对？有事我来找你，你平常不要来找我。
They'll go find him if they need him, but otherwise don't bother me.
这是犹太人的四十年在旷野的故事。
That's the story of the Jews in the wilderness.
对，结局是什么呢？
And their consequence was
出了埃及却倒闭在旷野。
Even though they left Egypt, but they all fell in the wilderness.
看见没有？这是犹太人的故事。
That's the story of the Jews.
那到了以赛亚这个时代，神为什么后来又把他们通通交给了亚述人、巴比伦人呢？
And later on, God handed them all to the Syrians and to the Babylonians.
为什么？
Why?
他们跟他的祖先怎么样？一样的。
Because the people of that generation were just like their ancestors.
他们还是在那里过自己的日子。
They still did their own thing.
个人偏行己路。
They did what was right in their own eyes.
如羊走迷。这是以赛亚的话。
Like lamb that were lost.
所以他们就被神交在仇敌的手里。
So God handed them over to their enemies.
所以搞来搞去，他们还是做了什么外国人的什么奴隶。
So after all that, they still became slaves.
但是不要骂亚述人，也不要骂巴比伦人，要骂谁？要自己责备。
But don't point the finger at the Syrians or the Babylonians. They have to look at themselves.
我们没有把主权弄清楚。
We didn't understand the ownership.
神救我们，主权是谁的？
God saved us, and our ownership belongs to
买我们的那一位的。
To the one who redeemed us.
我们不是属于自己的。
We don't belong to ourselves.
没有一个基督徒是属于他自己的。所以保罗说，我们没有人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己什么死。
No, not a single Christian belongs to himself. Like Paul said, we don't live for ourselves and we don't die for ourselves.
因为我们不是自己的。
Because we don't belong to ourselves.
是属于谁的？神的。
We belong to God.
所以这个是新约我们要看见。
That's a truth that we see in the New Testament.
那么，在这里，我们在这里要看见，在希伯来书还有一句话。
And this was said in Hebrews.
二章十四节十五节
Chapter 2 verses 14 and 15
儿女既同有血肉之体他也照样亲自成了血肉之体特要借着死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼并且释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人
Since then the children sharing flesh and blood he himself likewise also partook of the same and through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death that is the devil And might deliver those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
我们这些人本来都在谁的手下做奴仆?
We were all slaves under whose hand?
在这节圣经来看。
According to this verse.
怕死。
We were all afraid of death.
所以我们就做死的什么?奴仆。
So we were slaves to death.
那谁掌死权呢?
And who had the power of death?
魔鬼。所以我们是魔鬼的奴隶。
So we were slaves to the devil.
那么主耶稣要来救我们。
So when Jesus came to save us,
那希伯来书告诉我们，他不是在天上来救我们，而是自己穿上什么？血肉之体。
He didn't save us from heaven, but he came and he put on flesh and blood.
然后他特地要借着这个肉体，他这个穿上的肉体来死，用他的死来败坏那掌死权的。
Through his flesh and blood, through his death, he might render powerless the one who has control over death.
但在这里他说，为谁死呢？
But who did he die for?
他前面说，儿女。
Verse said, the children.
看见没有？所以我要借这件事情让我们看见耶稣的死，这一个救赎主是怎么样一位救赎主呢？
So through this verse, I want you to understand what kind of a redeemer this redeemer is.
儿女，什么意思？
He came for his children. What does that mean?
就是至近的什么亲属？
A close relationship, a close relative.
在这个家庭里头，
In this family.
天父是父，对不对？
Our Heavenly Father is the Father.
那耶稣是什么呢？
And what is Jesus?
是长子。
He is the firstborn.
所有被他买回来的人呢？
All who were redeemed by him.
都是什么？儿女。
Are all God's children.
耶稣是长兄。
And Jesus is the first among all.
我们都是他的兄弟姐妹。
And we are his brothers and sisters.
你看见没有？耶稣的死就跟旧约所启示的那个叫做什么？至敬的救赎主。
So the death of Jesus is the kinsman redemption.
就是这个词汇，看到没有？就是这个，我们外邦人都没有这个观念，只有犹太人有这个观念。
That's a concept that only the Jews understand.
你会发现，这一位为我们死的，他不是把我们买来，没有什么至亲亲的关系。他说是儿女啊，是兄弟啊。
This one who purchased us, he purchased because we have a close relationship. We are children, we are fellow brothers and sisters.
他为什么愿意出这么多的代价？
And the reason he's willing to pay a high price,
因为他爱你，爱我。
It's because he loves you and me.
因为他是我们至亲的亲人。
Because he is our closest relative.
因为我们是属于他的。
Because we belong to him.
所以这个关系一定要在我们的脑筋里面建立起来。
So we have to understand this relationship.
凡是蒙主耶稣宝血拯救的人，
All who were saved by Jesus' blood,
你是被这一位救赎主，而且是至亲的亲人，他来买赎的。
You were redeemed by this redeemer, this kinsman to you.
所以，我们的主权在谁的手里？
Therefore, our ownership belongs to
谁的手里？在出代价的人的手里。
Belongs to the one who paid the price.
所以保罗才十二章才会讲这句有名的圣经。
That's why Paul said in Romans 12 chapter 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I urge you, therefore, brethren,
将什么？身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉，下面说什么？是理所当然。
By the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
这一节圣经简单的讲叫做主权的转移。
This verse simply put is a transference of ownership.
什么叫做把身体献上当作活祭？
What does it mean to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice?
把你的身体交给谁？这位买你的主。
You give your bodies to the one who purchased you.
他说，保罗这里说，这是理所当然，什么意思？
Paul said, this is your spiritual service of worship.
No, this is reasonable service. 为什么这样做是理所当然呢？
And why is this a reasonable service?
因为钱已经什么？付了嘛。
Because the price has already been paid.
当然这不是钱了，这是讲到耶稣的。
Not money, but Jesus' blood.
对不对？这个代价已经付了，你也接受了，相信了。
The price has been paid, and you accepted, you believed.
所以，下面一个被买的人，他应该做的事情是什么事？
So then, the one who was purchased should do this, which is
什么事？将身体献上，当作活祭，把你的主权怎么样？
交出来。
To present your body a living and holy sacrifice, to hand over your ownership.
罗马书六章七章你才看到这样的话。
That's why you find these words in Romans chapter 6 and 7.
以前你们将身体献给不法做不法的器具。
In the past, you gave your bodies to lawlessness. You were a vessel under lawlessness.
如今要把你们身体献给什么？义，做义的器具。
Today, you offer your bodies to righteousness. You are to be a vessel to righteousness.
那结果呢？就是成圣。
The result is sanctification.
就结出圣洁的果子。
You bear fruit, holy fruit.
所以今天基督徒信主都是信的。
Today there are a lot of believers.
可是为什么有软弱的基督徒，有得胜的基督徒呢？
But why are there so many weak Christians and some strong Christians?
问题就在哪里？
The problem lies within.
得胜的基督徒是因为他不是他的耶稣跟你的耶稣品牌不一样。
The ones who have victory does not have a stronger Jesus than you.
都是天下最伟大神的儿子耶稣基督，都是用他的宝血。
You all have the same Jesus. You were all purchased by the same blood.
差别是后面。
The difference is,
就是买回来的人有几个人是真正过奉献的生活。
The difference is how many of the purchased ones really live a life that offers their.
大部分的基督徒是过自私的生活，过自己的日子。
Most Christians today live a selfish life.
没有把自己好好的奉献给主。
They have not given themselves to God.
没有天天的来做活祭。
They have not offered their bodies daily as living sacrifice.
所以神的旨意在你的身上就没有办法实现。
That's why the will of God cannot be accomplished in your life.
所以教会才是荒凉。
That's why church is desolate.
所以神的工作没有办法在教会的每一个弟兄姊妹身上完全的彰显。
That is why God's will cannot be fully demonstrated in the life of every brother and sister in church.
这是旧约犹太人的问题。
That's the problem with the Jews back in the Old Testament.
这也是新约基督徒教会的问题。
That is the same problem with Christians today in church.
所以天下没有日光之下什么？没有新事。
So there are no new things under the sun.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
救赎主，
Our Redeemer.
这一位救赎主，旧约付了代价救犹太人，新约付了儿子宝血的代价买我们。
In the Old Testament, he paid a price to save the Jews. In the New Testament, he paid a price of his son's blood to save us.
他的目的要说的是，神要说的就是，你是我的。
It's all because God says you are mine.
这句话非常重要。
It's a very important statement.
我们不再是自己的人。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
我们是他。
We belong to him.
他的奴隶。
We're his slaves.
我们有一个很矛盾的身份，一面来讲是他的儿子。
We have a dual personality. On one hand, we're his children.
就是家庭关系来讲，我们是神的儿女，我们是一个荣耀的身份。
From a family perspective, we have this glorious status of being God's children.
但是就着神的旨意的工作来讲，
But from the perspective of the will of God and His work,
只有当我们愿意把自己奉献的时候，
Only when we're willing to offer ourselves,
我们就开始过一个奴仆的生活。
We begin to live a life of a slave.
谁是第一个摆在我们面前又是儿子又是奴隶的那个榜样是谁呢？
Who is that role model who lived the dual personality of a son and a slave?
是谁？耶稣。
That's Jesus.
他是神的儿子，但是他同时又是神的奴隶。
He is the son of God, but he is also a slave to God.
我来不是要受人的服侍，
I came not,
乃是来服侍人。
I came not to be served, but to serve.
神的家只有在这个基础上才建立起来。
God's household can only be built upon that foundation.
建立神的家，在第一个神的家被建立是所罗门王。
The first household of God was built by King Solomon.
所罗门王怎么建立那个圣殿？
How did he build that temple?
因为他手下有多少什么人？
What did he have work? Who did he have working for him?
你去读历代志，他建圣殿。
If you read Chronicles about the matter of him building the temple.
因为他得到几十万的奴工。
He had tens of thousands of slave workers.
所以圣殿就建起来七年。
And that was so the temple was built then in 7 years.
那也就是说神的家要建造，如果个个都是少爷，那这个房子永远建不起来。
So if we're still all living for ourselves, then God's household will never be built.
只有 神手里有奴隶的时候，神的家才有希望。
Only when you give yourself to God as his slave worker can you build his house.
所以以弗所书你看见保罗讲到神的家。
So in Ephesians, when Paul talked about God's house,
保罗把自己放在一个地位上。
Paul put himself in this position.
我是耶稣基督的什么？奴隶。
He said, I am the slave of Christ.
这样他才能够建神的家。
And then he's able to build his house.
但愿我们每一个基督徒，我们愿意天天把自己怎么样？奉献给神。
May each Christian willingly offer themselves daily to the Lord.
做他的奴隶。
And to be his slave.
这样神的家就有希望。
And then there's a hope for the building of God's house.
没有活祭，没有神的家。
No sacrifices, no house.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们在你的面前恐惧战惊。
Lord, we stand trembling before you.
因为我们这样的人居然配用神儿子的生命来买赎。
Because we, people like us are worthy of a purchase by the blood of the Son of God.
主啊，我们怎么能够配这么高的代价呢？
Or how can we be worthy of such a high price?
我们在你的眼中怎么有这么高的价值呢？
How are we so valuable in your eyes?
主，这是我们永远不明白的一件事。
Lord, this is something that we can never understand.
但是主啊，你是这样向我们表明的。
But Lord, you have so revealed to us.
你愿意用最高的代价来买赎我们从罪从死亡里面出来。
That you're willing to pay the highest price to purchase us from sin and death.
今天我们在座的都是蒙恩的人。
Today all of us have received your grace.
主，你在那里问我们，我们愿意把自己交出来吗？
And you're asking us whether or not we're willing to offer ourselves.
有人愿意吗？
Are there anyone who's willing?
好叫你的主权可以实现在你的家里。
So that you can have your sovereignty within your household.
求你做工在我们每个人身上。
May you work in each one of us.
好叫你的家兴旺。
So that your household will become prosperous.
你的见证不再是理论，而是真正被人看见。
That your testimony is not just a doctrine, but something people can see.
我们真的能够照着你的命令来过每一天的生活。
We can really live our lives according to your commands.
让基督徒像基督徒，教会像教会。
That Christians will live like Christians and church will be your church.
你在天上所有出过的代价就值得了。
Then will be worth of all the price you paid.
你在地上所有的羞辱也都值得了。
Then it's worthy of all the shame you took on earth.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.